Welcome to the Influence Inspire podcast, episode 19. And I'm delighted to say my guest today is Renee Davis, founder of Out the Box. How are you today, Renee?
I am doing well, thank you very much.
Yes, nice to hear from you.
Thanks for having me.
It's no problem, no problem. So Renee, first question, what is Out the Box?
Out the Box is a hub for young creatives and young entrepreneurs in different fields. Mm-hmm. And it's a platform that basically inspires and facilitates and connects these people through content online, through events and through workshops.
Okay. Yeah. And just out of interest, where did you get the name Out the Box? What made you name the company Out the Box?
Do you know what's interesting? The name came to me at university. Mm-hmm. So Out the Box actually started as a personal blog.
Okay.
Because I did a joint honours degree in media and journalism. Mm-hmm. And the journalism course, it was quite difficult for me in the sense of when it came to like writing assignments and they'd say pick a topic and write something on it, I just kind of felt like my lecturers didn't kind of understand where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time because they wanted me to write in a certain way or about what they understood.
Yeah.
And I just felt boxed in. So I called the blog Out the Box. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, well, this is my platform for me to come out the box that they want to put me in uni.
Yeah.
And to kind of perfect my own writing style while perfecting the craft at the same time. So that's where it came from. And it just, I didn't change it because it fit the mission of me wanting to inspire other young people to come out of their box and pursue their passions. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned Out the Box is for young creatives. So, And can you just give me what your idea of a creative is? Because it's a word that we're hearing a lot more these days. And I'm not sure everyone understands what creatives are. So can you tell me what you would say a creative is?
A creative is somebody that works in the creative industries or has an interest in the creative industries. So that can be media. So under media, you'd have journalism, like TV, radio production, all those different things. And you have someone in marketing, someone in tech, in those different areas, and in the arts as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the term creatives kind of comes from that, but everyone's using the term more now because people are starting to kind of realize that they have things that they're good at outside of their traditional, say, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they're creating their own realities by starting up their own things. And that's, you know, creative entrepreneurs. That's another term that people use a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
So
as part of Out the Box, as you said, you do a lot of work through media and you do workshops as well. So how do your workshops work? What do they consist of?
The events, I'll go to the events.
Okay.
So the events started when I was doing online content. So the online content consisted of me interviewing up and coming entrepreneurs and creatives and just sharing their stories to inspire other people.
Yep.
But I didn't feel like it was enough to just have it online, and I thought, let me create a live event.
Mm-hmm.
So the live events are called Out the Box Live.
Yep.
And we have different people coming from different industries to talk about their experiences, you know, the hard times, the wins, you know, how they got to where they are today. And then there's networking so people can connect with each other in the room.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, it'd be nice that it's nice having someone come and speak, but how, say if someone comes and they're an actor and they can tell you how they became an actor, but then when you need the skills, where do you go? So I created the workshops.
Okay.
So the first workshop that we had last year was a drama workshop at Talibur Theatre Company. And we had some young aspiring actors come and learn from Flourish Drama Company, who I brought in to teach them.
Yeah.
They learn how to produce a script and perform the script. They did different acting exercises. So they literally came and learned new skills to go away and apply into whatever it is that they're pursuing.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. The creative industries aren't always easy to get into because they want you to have certain skills. But where do you get the skills? So that's what the workshops are are about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned online content before. Was that the out of the box videos that you do?
So that was articles. So on the website, which is currently under construction, we'd have like different features. So there'd be written interviews on young people in London, in and around London, that are pursuing different projects. Yeah. And then to aid that, we launched a series of four videos looking at different pioneers and showing their journey in like 3-4 minute clips. Those are the videos, and that's the content. And then other content that we have is from our previous events and the workshop as well.
Okay, so on the videos, who did you actually have on your videos?
On the videos, we had Flourish Drama Company. We had Shell's Florals. She's changed her name now to Michelle Bobbin because she runs a luxury flower company. We had a fashion label called Money Yang and another fashion label called Chelsea Bravo. And each of them were still doing amazingly well. And that was a collaboration with a director friend of mine who came to me with the idea, and he said, you know, I'm trying to build up some more work for my portfolio, and I think it would be a great idea to kind of have some videos reflecting the content that you already have online. That's where the videos came from. And that was a few years ago now. And, you know, we haven't done another series since, but even just looking at it now, it's still valuable. And it's still kind of inspiring to just watch and see like how their journey's progressed since then as well.
So are there any plans to do any more videos?
There is some plans to do some more videos. And one thing that I'm interested in doing is getting people that have been to all the past events, you know, on camera and getting them to kind of speak about how the events have helped them. Because I've had many people coming back to me and saying how, you know, since I went to your last event, I met this person and we worked on this project, or I hired this person that I met at your event. So I want to capture that on camera and do like a little mini series on just the power of, you know, reaching out to people and being open and speaking to different people, because you don't know where it can lead. And I've had some good feedback just from people attending the events. So
So does Out the Box specialize in any certain type of things? Does it specialize in acting, drama, or is it what other activities do you do, and what other areas of businesses do you include?
So we include relatively most things, I'd say, because when we have speakers, they're all from different areas. So that can be like, again, drama, that can be marketing, that can be having like a fashion line or a product line, that can be someone that runs a tech company. So our last event, we actually had Jonathan Jackson from the platform called Blavity. It's a US platform.
Okay.
And he's the co-founder of Blavity.
Yeah.
So he was over from the States. So I arranged like a little sit down conversation with him, and we spoke about everything, like everything from like carrot. It just turned into just an amazing evening, because he didn't just come and speak about how he co-founded that. We spoke about character, mental health.
Yeah.
We spoke about you know, networking and how to truly connect with people and not just, you know, take from people. We cover every and anything. So our next event in December, we're going to have an actor, Tom Mucci, and Priska Moyesa, who runs a talent and marketing agency. And she looks after people like the Gbula sisters that were recently on Big Brother. She's done some work for, she did that, the marketing content for when Wizkid came and performed at the Royal Albert Hall. She's done many different things with her company. So we try and just like have a broad kind of outlook on you know, what creatives need, and just try and capture it in different forms through the events or through the workshops. And the next workshop in the pipeline will be a fashion one.
Okay.
So it's anyone that wants to come and get into that industry can come and like have a day of just different workshops. And then I'm going to have different people from different areas of fashion. So that can be fashion buying, that can be styling, that can be modeling. Or designing. So Yeah.
Sounds really interesting. Have you got a date for that next workshop?
So the next event, the next workshop's next year.
Okay, so that's been planned for next year.
Yeah, but the next event with Tom Mucci and Pris Kumoyesa will be on the 7th of December at Club Workspace in Farringdon, and it's called The Process. And we're going to be talking about the things that people don't like to share online. So you'll go on Instagram or Twitter and you'll just see like the highlight reels of people's journeys and their careers. And you don't often know what truly goes into those things. Yeah. And that was inspired by a conversation that I had with a friend who she'd recently left work to pursue other things, but she just found it quite difficult in getting to those goals. And it just inspired me to kind of, you know, reach out to people that I do know that are doing amazingly well, but they didn't get there without a process. So that's what we're going to be kind of delving into on the 7th of December.
Yes, because it does seem rosy when you see everyone at the end of their journey or near the end of their journey when they've become a success, but you don't know the trials and tribulations they have to go through to get there. So that's an important part of it.
Yeah.
It's important to show that part as well.
Definitely.
So Rene, you're also a full-time journalist.
Yeah.
How's that going?
So I've recently become a freelance journalist.
Okay.
But I was a full-time journalist for like nearly 7 years for the Salvation Army's weekly newspaper, The War Cry.
Okay.
And that's a paper that it does have mainly Christian content, but it's readable for everyone.
Yeah.
So we cover like films, TV. Things that are happening in politics, things that are happening in sport, and music, and just anything that you can think of. If it's relevant enough, we'd cover it.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing for like 7 years. So I had an amazing opportunity to just meet different people, interview all sorts of people from different walks of life, Christians in the public eye.
Yeah.
I've traveled, done some reporting overseas. So that was straight out of university. I managed to land that role. And then it just got to the point where, because I was doing so many other things alongside it, the pull to kind of pursue other projects was a lot harder and tighter. So you know, I spent some time thinking on, you know, okay, can this work, how can it work, and made that jump to doing freelance. So I still write freelance.
Okay.
I don't think I could never like not write, because that's kind of my first love.
Yeah. Okay, so was journalism always something that you wanted to do ever since school, college?
Yes. Yeah. I've always been a writer. So even in school, you know, poetry, I've had poetry published when I was in like secondary school. You know, I always liked to write short stories. And then I think when I went to college, I did media, BTEC media. And that was when I really knew, like, I really want to write, because we didn't do a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I want to pursue journalism. So I studied that at university. And I've always just written, you know, whether it's having a blog or submitting things to, like, online publications, I've always tried to keep writing. And it's just... it's how I express myself in the best way. And I'm, you know, I love capturing the stories of different people and presenting it to the public and saying, you know, this is who this person is. And, you know, even recently I interviewed an artist called Adebanje Alade, and he's featured like on The One Show often. And he's a really amazing artist. And when the article was published that I wrote on him, and I sent it to him, he was just like, this is the best feature that's ever been written on me. And just when you hear things like that, it just makes me realize that, you know what, this is what I'm really meant to always be doing. Because I love to communicate the stories of other people. So
that's good. And to get feedback like that's very encouraging as well.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
So I know there's probably a few listeners that have thought about having a career in journalism. So is there any advice you'd give someone who wanted to get involved in journalism and have a career in it?
I think always stay writing, you know, even if you feel like no one's seeing it or looking at it or even cares, still keep writing. because number one, it keeps your craft growing and getting better. Mm-hmm. And number two, it keeps you determined because you're like, no, I have, you know, one day someone's going to see this, so I'm going to keep writing. Keep a blog. And I mean, when I first started writing a blog, mm-hmm. blogs were just coming into, I'd say, fashion.
Yeah.
But they were just becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now more than ever, you're in a better place because, you know, social media, there's different avenues. You've got Instagram, you've got Twitter, you've got platforms like Medium. But before, there wasn't that, and I feel like yeah. now that there's more avenues and ways of you getting your work noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, when I started writing, you couldn't really reach out to people on Twitter and say, hey, read this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
now you can catch more eyes with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely say try and build up some contacts. So whether that's going on LinkedIn and, you know, following the people that you admire, yeah. send them an email, you know, can I catch up with you for a coffee? I'd like to show you something, or I'd like to speak to you about something. And, you know, the worst that will happen is that they won't answer you. And that's, yeah. you know, you yeah. just keep it, you just dust yourself off and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd always say be very vocal about what it is that you want, because when I left university, I didn't immediately start writing. I was doing all sorts of different odd jobs because it was difficult for me to get anything straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I always made sure that I did was speak about what I wanted. So I tell people, you know, I want to be a journalist, I want to write. Do you know anyone that works in media?
Yeah.
And I just happened to come across a lady who did know somebody that worked in media, and then meeting that person led me to getting the role mm-hmm. at the Salvation Army okay. newspaper. So that was because even though I was having a hard time, I still said, you know, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem possible, but, you know, let me just talk about it anyway. When you put things out there, things do align to what you want. You just have to be doing the work on your end.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say practically, just try and reach out to online publications and see if you can get things published on there. There's so many sites now where you can contribute work electronically. Mm-hmm. So you can upload things and get them submitted and published. And yeah, just, you know, keep a blog, definitely keep a blog and keep writing.
And I think you've mentioned to make a lot of contacts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So getting contacts is important with journalism. It's also important with what you're doing mm-hmm. out the box and getting people to come onto your workshops mm-hmm. and come onto your shows. So how do you go about that networking aspect and getting people in for interviews and stuff like that?
In terms of the writing content,
Writing content, so in terms of journalism for the interviews yeah. that you do, but also yeah, getting yeah. people to come on out the box and do work for you.
Oh, okay. How do I network with them?
Yeah.
I think with the journalism, it's a bit different in the sense of, because I was already writing for the Salvation Army newspaper,
mm-hmm.
It was helpful when you told people, you know, what publication it was,
yeah,
because yeah. it, you know, they could then make a choice, okay, this is who they are, I'm gonna say yes or no.
Mm.
Most of the time you get a yes because of, you know, because of the work that they're doing yeah, anyway
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even with that said, a lot of the times you'd still have to find out how to reach out to them. So there's been many people that I've wanted to interview, don't have a contact for them, so I'd start with, you know, their contact sheet on their website. If I don't get a response, and you have to be quite tenacious, if you don't get a response, go on Twitter, send them a message. If they don't get the message, mention them, mm-hmm. you know, send them, say, oh, check your DMs if you can, I've been interested in speaking to you, you know, in the politest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
There's many ways to kind of get somebody's attention now.
Mm.
And I feel like if you don't hear back from somebody the first time, try another way, because there's more avenues now to do so.
Yeah.
And that's helped quite a lot. Twitter's definitely helped quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as well, people will have like the link or the email to their publicist or manager in their bio.
Yeah.
So always look out for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how it kind of was for me in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And also contact sharing. So then when you make one contact, if you know that they're in one particular industry, you can say, oh, do you happen to have the contact of this person? And they're always happy, more than happy to pass that along to you,
yeah.
especially once you've worked with them, because they know that you're credible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Without the box, do you know what? Like, I was very fortunate in the beginning
yeah.
to just know people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So my first event, I had my friend who starred in Danny and the Human Zoo, which was a Lenny Henry biopic.
Yes, yes.
So Cassie and Franklin, I grew up with him.
Okay.
So yeah, we've known each other since we were like 11. So he's just a friend of mine. So I said to him, you know, I'd love for you to come and speak about your journey to becoming an actor. He came and spoke. Another young lady who's a children's author, I met her at my church.
Mm-hmm.
We had like another lady who she won an MBE, not won an MBE, she was awarded an MBE for her services to the cosmetics industry.
Yeah.
Dr. Yana Johnson, mm-hmm. I met her through my dad. But again, she wouldn't have come on board if I didn't reach out to her.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I reached out to her and I said, I really love what you're doing. I'd love if you could come and speak to the young people at my event. And mm-hmm. she was happy to do so. So whether I know them or not, you still have to ask and reach out.
Yeah.
Another lady I met at a Google conference, and I just kept in contact with her. And when the time came for me to put on the event, I said, oh, you know, I remembered that you did this and I'd love if you could speak about your company.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always more than happy to share.
Yeah.
I think people want to share their journey and have an outlet to say, you know, this is what I've faced. This is what I've achieved.
Yeah.
You know, you can get through it. You can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I say networking, sometimes it's not always about trying to take from people. It's about what you can help each other with and offer each other.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a big networking person, but I always, if I go to an event, I always try and make at least one meaningful contact.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't work together, directly at first, it's just meeting up for a coffee and talking about what we do.
Yeah.
You know, any common interests, and you can leave it there, but knowing that you've built a relationship, they always come in handy for another time.
No, that's right.
So yeah.
No, it's very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah.
So through your work with Out the Box, you've received a couple of awards.
Yeah.
So you got the Wise Woman Award in 2016. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the One Hit Away Award more recently. Yeah. How does it feel to be recognised for the good work that you do?
Sometimes I'm like, why me? Because, you know, I guess you don't always, when you're in something in the middle of it and you're working and you're ploughing away, you don't often feel like you're making the progress that you think you should have at that point.
Yeah.
But just to be acknowledged and to just have people say, you know, well done for what you're doing
mm-hmm.
on an official level.
Yeah.
It's humbling, to be honest, because it makes you realise that the times that you could have just thrown in the towel and didn't was worth it.
Yeah.
So the Wise Woman Award, I still look at it and I think, wow, why do I have this? but it encourages me to keep pushing and to keep trying my best to kind of, you know, create platforms and networks for young people to excel and to just keep going, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
So Renee, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me, I'm on Twitter, so that's Nay OTB, all one word on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, Nay_OTB,
mm-hmm.
Or you can email me, which is Renee, RENEE, at outtheboxuk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, those are the best ways.
Okay, I think that's all I've got for you today, but thanks for coming on the show. It's been very interesting speaking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And keep up the good work. And the live event is again on the December the 7th, is it?
Yes, 7th of December. If you, also follow Out the Box. So Out the Box UK on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
Everything's there, all the links, the Eventbrite link is on there. I'd love to see everybody there.
Mm.
It's going to be a great evening. Early bird tickets, we still have a few left and they are £5. Yep. So, yeah.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Yep, thank you.
Well, I'll put all your links on the interview notes anyway. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. Take care.
And you.